This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It is, in a way.
Hey, they come in all shapes and sizes. Don't worry about it. I'm holding up a carrot from my buddy Steve's garden. I actually broke the fast on some green beans here. And they call them snap beans, pole beans, a lot of different names. And they're sweet and delicious and crunchy. And my son just pulled out a mini carrot. Some of these carrots grow that way. Like in my garden, I had some massive ones and I had some little ones. I had some that had walky legs, some with other protrusions that my son laughed at, right? Oh, my gosh, we know what that looks like, right? Of course, carrot jokes. Anyway, this is it, folks. If you're not growing your own food yet, don't wait until you have to, because then... If you want to be eaten by your neighbor, go ahead. Don't grow anything. Teach your neighbor to grow, and you grow some yourself as well. And so that's great news. Anyway, we're live in Boulder, Colorado. My good buddy Steve's going to join us this hour sometime. I see the sun is shining on his side, so we're going to hold off so he doesn't like melt in the sun, because it's bright, and I understand up at a mile high, you'll burn faster. They talk about that like you're up in the winter in the mountains skiing and it's reflecting. People get sunburned in the winter up here. So I'll have to learn about all that stuff, too. So we've got to travel from Boulder, Colorado this hour to Italy, Italia. And Super Don, I've actually been to Italy in the years past. A long time ago when I was my youth, right? Not my old man self. I traveled, backpacked through Europe, Eurail that they called it, Eurail passed, and I stayed in hostels. And then, of course, I made friends and stayed with families and things. And I did travel down to Milan. Let's see, where else did we go to? Firenze, Florence, which is a beautiful city. Went all the way to the sinking city. What's that one called?
Venice.
Venice, right? Went to Venice, Venezia. And I always remember what was funny is that we left our luggage with somebody named Luca on the second floor. You remember that song? My name is Luca.
Yeah.
I live on the same. There was somebody named Luca on the second floor of a little hotel, and he's like, "You can leave your luggage here." And we walked around because it was a day trip. And I went to Rome too. Rome was crazy. There's stuff to see, but it wasn't a good place for me. Italy might be taking a turn for the better. Now, I think maybe this is the era of Trump populism. This concept. Italy has a new government, apparently a more populist government. And the establishment, the globalists, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, religion cultists are freaking out. Here is the first paragraph as it's written on CNN. An amendment from Italy's anti-establishment government that removes mandatory vaccination for school children is sending shockwaves through the country's scientific and medical community. Like, really? The freedom to decide how best to raise your children medically, to make decisions with your doctor and not have the government intervene and mandate procedures that are done in a collectivist mentality that can kill your child? And scientists are shocked. The medical community, shockwaves. It's like, well, you know what? What would be shocking is if medical doctors actually read the literature and observed what happens after these vaccines are given. One size does not fit all. Listen to the parents that are reporting devastating effects to children that were healthy and normal and functioning and developing, and then reversing that development. sliding back into things that they were years prior or into the autism spectrum. Devastating what's happening. So it suspends a year for a year the law that requires parents to provide proof of 10 routine vaccines when enrolling their children in nurseries and preschools. And the amendment was approved by Italy's upper house on Friday by 148-110. Still apparently has to pass the lower house. We'll see where it goes. But folks, this is good news. The wake-up is occurring around the world. The new media, the alternative media they call it, Media 2.0, this kind of information is getting out there. This is why Facebook and Twitter and YouTube are trying to censor these messages, because they are anti-establishment. They are flying in the face of the, how do we call it, the medical elite, the officials, those who want to own and control you, who assume that you're part of their property, your chattel. They want to number you. They want to inject you. They want to drug you. And now in Italy, there's pushback. There are protests. We don't do protests like they do in Italy, in America anymore. People are too drugged. They're too fluoridated. They're too vaccinated. Unless, of course, you're a deranged leftist hating Donald Trump, then maybe you have a little bit of adrenal energy left that they fire you up just to spew hatred and do violent actions against your fellow Americans who simply don't hate Trump. Or maybe your fellow leftists that have now figured out that Trump isn't evil and that some of the things he's doing is actually good for you and America and people who used to be unemployed. Now, we're not anybody's sycophants here. We don't look to political saviors on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll acknowledge good works by people that we don't otherwise like, because we try to be cognitively, have some level of cognitive intelligence and integrity and not be dissonant about these things. But to see that Italy is starting to push back, it's a good sign. And this is why the mainstream media around the world is freaking out about the Internet and trying to control it. And this is why the leftists in America are calling for censorship. You don't think it's a leftist issue? Look at California, run by Democrats, and they've sold the children of California out to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Mandatory vaccines, no religious exemptions allowed, no philosophical exemptions allowed, and good luck finding a doctor to write you a medical exemption, because they're going to be, well, tatered in the press at the very least, maybe threatened with loss of licensure. This is the serious stuff that's going on, folks, and congrats to our friends in Italy. You're on the right trend, and I hope this spreads throughout the rest of Europe and the world at large. All right, Super Don, that's a happy story today. I like that one.
Yeah, you know, I guess I'm not up to speed with Italy and their vaccination situation, but good for them. I mean, at least they're giving people the opportunity to maybe make some decisions on their own, right?
Yeah. Folks.
I mean, imagine.
Herd immunity. Herd immunity. You're a moo cow to the medical industrial complex. They want to just inject you like your cattle. They'll brand you. They'll inject you. And they'll say, unless 94% of you get this, we're all going to die. That's herd immunity. No basis in the scientific peer-reviewed literature on herd immunity done artificially through vaccination injection. And if your vaccines work so well, why do you care if somebody else is not getting them? Because you know they don't work. You know it. The medical community knows it. It's dangerous and devastating, and it's a failure, an abject failure in terms of true prevention of disease. In the 20th century, disease, the kind of disease they say are vaccine preventable, were almost gone by the time vaccines were introduced. The downward trend was visual in these charts throughout the early 20th century to the mid-20th century. And what they did to trick you is they eliminated all those previous years. When they introduce the vaccines, and then they eliminate all of that, and then they blow up that little bit when vaccines arrive, and they see the same downward trend. And they say it's because of vaccines. It's a lie. It's always been a lie, folks. And the people of Italy are starting to figure it out. Good news. Good news. And their pasta really is good. If you think you're gluten intolerant, go to Italy and eat their heirloom variety of wheat pasta, semolina. And you'll find your gut is going, my gut's not reacting. I wonder if it's the glyphosate. I wonder if it's the hybridized wheat in America in the West, soaked in glyphosate. Folks, if you're not going organic, and that often is not enough because some of this is desiccated in glyphosate after it's harvested. to bring it to harvest or to bring it to market faster. A lot of these foods are okay for you. I know everybody's anti-gluten, but honestly, if your gut's intact, your ancestors have been eating it, if it's real, if it's not pesticided, if it's not Roundup ready, it's not going to devastate your gut. You've got to listen to your cells. Find out what works for you. And that's another big part of the messaging here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's not a one-size-fits-all. You got to find out what's right for you. One-size-fits-all is only in terms of cleanliness of food. If you think you have a pesticide deficiency, you're on the wrong planet. There's nobody on Earth that has one of those. We've got too many of those things pushing out the minerals that are keeping us alive and protecting us, much less our healthy microbiome. In 2015, they're talking about childhood vaccination rates. I hate when they say immunization. Vaccination is not immunization. Vaccination does not make your immune system stronger. It doesn't guarantee that you are immune to any disease, even if antibodies are elicited, because antibodies are not sufficient. You can still get shingles even though you had chickenpox and you have the antibodies for that virus. Too simple. Immunology 101. They don't seem to be playing in the scientific sandbox when it comes to vaccination. So they're freaking you out. The scientists are freaking out. Good. Let them be freaked out. In the meantime, you pay attention to the calm, relaxed, chill voice here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Irie. Everything is Irie, man, without vaccines. Look at this shirt. You don't need them. And we have homeoprophylaxis. We have silver hydrosol. We have probiotics. We have immunomodulators from the plant kingdom. We've got beta-glucan. Those of you who know about beta-glucan, you go to betterwayhealth.com. Amazing stuff. One of the safest substances, along with homeopathy and silver, that you can take to modulate immunity and to survive and thrive. In fact, be better for the exposure to these childhood infections that are teaching your immune system what to do later. Because it's true that they've seen, and in peer-reviewed literature, examined this, children who have had the measles, who have had the mumps, who have had these different diseases that they say we must prevent at all costs, end up with far fewer cases of autoimmune diseases, immune deficiency diseases, and even cancer. So Italy, you're on the right track. Keep it going. I hope my fellow Americans figure this out. And my fellow Brits, my old school Brits, you know it. Andrew Wakefield is not responsible for measles. He did the right thing by pointing out that the measles vaccine, the MMR, was creating devastating gastrointestinal inflammation that also seemed to relate. He didn't say it at the time that it was causing it, but relate to autism manifestation. All right, folks, this is it. We're back. We're live. We're outdoors. It's in Boulder, Colorado, and we're going to get a little salty after the break. I don't know what that means. Super Don said it, so we're going to get salty. He says we're going to do salty something. So be careful. Hide the kids. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you suck your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, how many things have the officials gotten wrong over the years? Seriously, just about everything. Cholesterol. They lied to you about cholesterol. They lied to you about vaccines. They lied to you about pesticides, glyphosate. This was my wake-up call. My body was it wasn't a temple. It was a trash bin because the garbage I ate growing up. I didn't know. Fast food, right? Contaminated, pesticide-laden food. And I woke up one day, and I met a homeopathic doctor, and he said, your liver's toxic. You got to detoxify your liver. I'm like, well, geez, no doctor ever told me that. What's going on here? And I began to use homeopathic medicines, detoxify my liver. I switched to organic food, started putting cleaner things in my body. I cared enough about how I felt in my future, where I saw a future that was filled with cancer and destruction of my own body because of my ancestors that were no longer alive. Some were, but were suffering with cancer that were already in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. And I thought, in my 40s, I'm not going to make it. So I made a decision to live differently. And, I don't deprive myself of food that I love to eat. We got more stuff here. Did you make them? Are they pickled or are they cucumbers?
Oh, no, they're from the garden.
Oh, wow. Raw cucumbers. So I'm just like, this is getting crazy. I'm not a big fan of raw cucumbers. I like them when they're pickled.
We can do that.
But they look awesome. And if my wife says they're great, she'll know. She's good on this stuff. So it's exciting, folks, to get connected again. Many of you that listen and watch the show probably have been connected for years. But I grew up a city slicker. I didn't know this stuff. And I remember not knowing this stuff. Occasionally I remember, I used to not know this stuff. You know, me taking up gardening, thanks to my, God bless my friend who's no longer with us, Liam Sheff. And really reactivating something that was so primordial in a sense. We used to be hunters and gatherers. Then we started growing food. There's a lot of history there to say, maybe we should never have started growing food. But, hey, we did. We're here now. And if you want to survive into anything that happens, you've got to have, not only stores of food, but how do you move forward if you plan to be around. And not only that, how do you plan to be around in a healthy way? Because what happens in a breakdown? You don't have access to the drugs that you think are so life-saving. Well, you have silver. You understand that the medicine you can grow, the herbs, the plants. There are like herbal schools now. You can learn herbs. It's not, there are books on this stuff. And you can become your own healer. Well, we must learn to become our own farmer, gardener, healer, and then help each other. We don't have to be experts at everything, but you got to know some of this stuff. And that's part of what I'm hoping to pass on to the next generation. There's a lot I don't know. And some of my friends do know. And connecting with them and learning from each other, teaching each other is awesome. But reducing salt is one of those lies. Salt is going to kill you. I would argue that if you don't differentiate between the kind of salt, yeah, you got Himalayan, you got Celtic salts, you got salts that contain 74 to 84 trace elements as it comes from the earth, as it came from the oceans. That's salt. What they sell you in a Morton's scenario, although Morton's is now selling sea salt, but in that context of massive salt manufacturers, what they found, it was more profitable to sell off the minerals to industry and leave sodium and chloride. Sodium chloride. And then they would add the wrong form of iodine when they iodized the salt. That was more harmful than helpful in reality. And so then they said salt is bad for you. No, in fact, the whole salt, the 74 to 84 trace elements, absolutely fine and healthy. And if you go too low, it's as devastating as if you went too high. So don't fear the salt. But if you choose salt, when you choose salt, make it something like a Himalayan, something that is full on with all the minerals that God intended you to have. And of course, I'm not saying you should get all your minerals from salt either. I want it from your garden. I want you to have mineral-rich soil, which means it's alive. There are earthworms breaking down the soil. There's teeming microbiome there that also helps to break down the soil to make bioavailable those minerals for the plants that you will then eat. Or the animals will eat the plants if you eat the animals. Then you're going to get them through food as you're designed to get them as well. So, there's my salt diatribe. Salt is not evil. It's refining the salt that makes it, just as they did with food. Food is necessary, but you refine it, it can become dangerous. Super Don, anything before we go to break?
It wasn't until I started working with you on this show that I realized that there's a debate about this. It's a very spirited debate between two different sides where one side says, reduce salt, otherwise you're going to die, and the other side saying, you know what, there's really not any evidence that reducing your salt intake improves your health outcome.
Right.
I had no idea. You know, the narrative out there is salt will kill you, right?
Yeah, just as they say, cholesterol is going to cause heart disease. I'd say BS and say it right, but the FTC would not allow me to be on the air much longer. Oh, it's the FCC. Yeah, they would be on me for calling it out, but it's BS, folks. The lies are out there. And I think we're your remedy, especially when it comes to health and healing. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues. My buddy Steve's going to join us. We're going to talk about some really good protein supplementation as well, if you need it as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Got a little Billy Squire going on there, right?
Yeah,
you can't go wrong with Super Don making us rock the health world the way he does. And my buddy Steve Dallins is on with me from Sierra Naturals, and we've known each other for over 20 years. Well, over back
at
in
least,
the 90s, right?
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
And in my early homeopathic years, hitting the market, going out to the world, teaching, I would travel around with Steve in, you know, this region, Colorado and other areas.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We would go around and talk to people about it, and you know, you represented a lot of different companies over the years, and and I was just remembering back to, you know, as much as I talk about silver hydrosol, you actually introduced me to Sovereign Silver. Funny enough,
if you say I did,
I know it's okay. Not a memory. It was a memory for me because you repped them, and it was all in the time where, you know, we did the trade shows, right? And so we all knew one another, and we meet. But
kinda grew up in this together.
So I probably maybe I met them outside of you, but then you said, "Here, try it." I'm like, okay, you know.
It's
and
a
I was
real deal. It's good stuff,
right? And I was suspicious of it, as anybody would be, because of heavy metals. And you're thinking, is silver going to be that? that? And you're like, no, this is great. So anyway, a lot of great memories and a lot of good connections that Steve and I have had over the years. And he's still going strong. And I want to shout, we told our YouTube crowd about this protein powder, whey protein, non-denatured, folks, so it's not been heat-treated.
Undenatured. Yeah. That means it has not been superheated.
Right.
A lot of the protein out there on the market has been heated up to 600 degrees.
Oh, yeah, no, it's destroyed. Utterly destroyed.
Yeah, it destroys the protein matrix. What you want is an undenatured whey protein product.
Pure Vim Nutrition.
This is Pure Vim Nutrition.
And $15.99?
$15.99 right now on Amazon.
So look this up, folks, and there's a deal like you can't get this for a pound of this. If you do whey protein, this is clean stuff, no soy, RBGH, grass-fed.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, shout-out to Steve. Thanks for and I've tried
and
it. It's really good.
It tastes
really
great.
Yummy.
It tastes great. It's very clean, and you notice that whenever you taste
so
it.
So you find it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just like to reminisce with my old buddies here, thinking about the times we shared traveling around and, of course, seeing your kids grown. And,
well, we raised our kids on this.
Yeah.
You know.
We raised them on good organics, homeopathics, silver things. So is it possible to raise healthy kids in this planet now? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
They're still animals. Right.
But
of course they're still
animals.
But you can't be lazy like the Homo erectus, right?
No, we're not lazy.
No, we're not lazy at all. Yeah. Raising them right. let's get into a little bit of constitutional discussion. There's an article here Super Don found. It says conservatives called for constitutional intervention last seen 230 years ago. Now, I don't like to label myself any political party. I'm more libertarian, more conservative as a parent. I think you get that way.
Yeah.
In terms of our political philosophy, I want to be left alone, right? It's not that simple. Or is it?
I'm always skeptical of politicians, no matter what side of the aisle they're on. So that's the reason for the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. And so if we talk about the amendments, 1 through 10, it's called the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
Remind you folks that none of those amendments granted you any rights. Those are rights, protected rights, that come to you by virtue of your birth, by a creator that's far greater than government. And I think people forget that. They think, well, the First Amendment gave me my right to freedom of speech. The Second Amendment gave me my right to bear arms.
Yeah.
Not so fast.
Yeah.
No, because if the government gave it to you, they can take it away when you misbehave.
Exactly.
It's not a privilege, folks. And, you know, this idea of having a constitutional convention because they want to restrict the federal government. I'm all for restricting the federal government, but it's already in the existing document. What the heck? I mean, it's already there. What do you think? You amend it more? Oh, this time we really mean it? I'm like, if we again, these are our conservative buddies calling for this for us.
They're looking for reinterpretation of the Constitution.
Yeah.
You know, it always amazes me whenever I go through it and I look back on history 230 years ago and I go back on history. It amazes me the wisdom that these guys had at the time, you know, to put the Bill of Rights into place.
Mm-hmm.
It's still relevant. Still relevant today.
Well, and they knew it wasn't an exhaustive list, but they recognized that the greatest threat to liberty was government.
Yeah.
Folks, if you say, "Well, you're anti-government," oh my gosh, you're part of an anti-government. You know what? The founding fathers are part of the anti-government conspiracy. They wanted to limit, in a constitutional cage, the reach of government to limit the damage that they know that's what it does.
Yeah.
Once the people figure out, especially democracy, the most dangerous form of government, two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You're not protecting the sheep. There's no individual liberty protected at that point. It's the mob rule at that point. And when I hear these people going, well, we've got to save democracy, and the only way to do it is to ban Alex Jones from radio so nobody hears him. This is what's being called for. It's like you want to have a constitutional convention while you've got people in government that are calling for violations of your rights by God, from God, to speak your truth.
Yeah.
So I'm fired up about this.
I can tell.
I'm a little annoyed with what's going on there.
Yeah.
So and remember the Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms? No permission required.
Yeah.
Some of the states have now gotten to constitutional carry. We drove through Kansas. And my son was saying, "Are you gonna wear your firearm now, Dad? Because you can't." I'm like, "Dude, we're just passing through the state." But this idea
But you could.
Yeah, and this is where I'm upset with Republican conservatives too. How many of them are actually calling for true constitutional carry, where you don't have to ask permission? Not happening much.
Yeah, not much at all.
You know, even the NRA, which I'm a member of, mm-hmm. it doesn't go far enough in terms of rolling back the restrictions on ownership. And remember, folks, it isn't the guns that kill people, it's the people using them. And by the way, it's the people on SSRIs using them in schools and things like that.
Yeah, that's the worst problem out there, I think. You know, that's the difference here. And really, you know, we look back 30 years ago when we were kids, we weren't in fear for our lives going to schools. But
we had
changed,
there were gun clubs.
A psychotropic. Yeah. I mean, growing up in Texas. And the change is, late 90s, all these kids, a big part of the population, got on the psychotropic drugs.
Hyper-vaccinated, creating all kinds of neurological abnormalities. Mm-hmm. It's violence begetting violence, right? Vaccines are violent acts. You hold down a child. Does this child want to be injected with things? They don't know what's going on. Yeah. They learn about how to be violent from the doctors or even parents that don't know better, that think they're doing right by their kids to do this. It's a violent act, and we get a violent culture for the damage to the brain and nervous system. Then we're also a fat-phobic culture. The fear of fat that we grew up with did not help our brain and nervous system at all.
Yeah.
And created aberrant as well, emotions, behaviors, neuroses, things like that.
Yep.
So we look back to diet and nutrition once again. And you've been in this industry for over 20 years now, too, seeing it.
Yeah.
And there used to be a time.
Yeah, it's full circle. It used to be back in the 90s. Oh, fat-free this, fat-free that. It's healthy because it's fat-free. Well, now it's full fat. MCT oil, coconut oil.
Yep. Finally coming back around to some common sense.
So, real butter.
Yeah, I know. I say this. And by the way, you know, one of my friends, his wife, was wanting her husband, my friend, to reduce cholesterol. She's worried about him. And I'm like, cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease.
Yeah.
Like, what? So the memo, even though they're holistically inclined, things like that have permeated the DNA of the consciousness of many Americans still, even in the natural.
Well, they treat cholesterol as a treatable disease. Yeah, you know, I mean, we've talked about this before. It's a healing response.
Yeah.
To uric acid, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, inflammation within the arteries. It'll save your life, keep you alive long enough to maybe one day have a heart attack, which isn't necessary had you undone the inflammatory causes preceding it, right?
True.
And so, I you know, you've seen a lot of changes, and you're still in it. I don't know, you know, if there's anything that jumps out at you as one of the, either the most shocking thing or the most exciting thing about what, because it's gotten so big, like you said, Walmart, Costco, everybody's in it now.
Well, that's exactly the thing. It used to be a mom and pop. It used to be the cottage industry to a large extent.
Yeah.
Cottage industry from the small companies that were out there building companies, building products, all the way up to the way that it's distributed to people. Nice thing, you mentioned Costco. Costco is a great place to get organic. You know, 100% organic product.
Yeah.
Not 100% organic, but they've got a lot of organic products that are out there. And so it's just much more mainstream, and it's reaching a lot more people. And so, of course, the people who made fun of us back in the day.
Now they're
like, oh, okay, well, it's not so
what took you so long?
Costco and Target and Safeway and whatnot.
Right. And I talk about the Constitution in terms of this body constitution. He's got a different constitution than I have. My wife has a different one. His wife has a different one. And this is where we have to individualize what our needs are, because they're different. Not just male and female, but among male to male.
Yeah.
And what's unique about healers, and I call them real healers, whether it's homeopathy or herbalists or others, they will look at you and say, you know, what do you need? Right? What's lacking in you? What is causing a problem in you that might not be causing a problem in somebody else? They don't have that concept in modern medicine. And God bless the doctors when it comes to ER trauma, getting you out of, you know, when you've broken a leg, things like that, right? You've done it.
Yeah.
But you're going to take the arnica too, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take the silver and do things for our immune system too. But the idea of applying this collectivist, everybody gets the same drug. Same treatment, same level, right? Animals, they inject a little tiny toy poodle with the same amount that they do a big Great Dane with vaccines.
Yeah.
That's not scientific. That's stupid.
Yeah.
And they do, this is the kind of thing we have to deal with all the time still.
Of course,
yeah. So when it comes to the Constitution, the United States Constitution, you can tell, Super Don, I'm not in favor of a constitutional convention. I think they will screw it up royally because the people do not have the intelligence that our founding fathers had. They do not have the knowledge of history of what went wrong before to do it this way right. We've got to pay attention to the Constitution we have, enforce it, nullify that which is unconstitutional. That's why 32 states in the District of Columbia have legalized, to some level, cannabis. Because the federal government never had the authority to ban a plant. It's not in the Constitution. They never had that authority. So I say no convention necessary. We have the 10th Amendment. Nullify them to oblivion, as Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center has said so well. I like the 10th Amendment.
I like it.
Yeah. That which is not granted powers, enumerated powers to the federal government, belong to the states or the people respectively. You can nullify them. You don't need a constitutional convention to muck it up even worse, because the people that are going to be involved in making decisions, they don't have a fraction of the knowledge of Thomas Jefferson and of others of our founders.
Let's be the devil's advocate here.
Sure.
What good could come out of this?
A convention?
Yeah, the Constitutional Convention.
They could formally adopt the Communist Manifesto. I mean,
no, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, one of the good things that could come out of it, and I think you're right, they're not intelligent enough to leave it alone.
Yeah.
However, mm-hmm. you know, the one good thing that could come out of it would be the agreement, hey, let's leave it alone. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
But sure.
I'm always
looking on the bright side, Robert.
Always look on the bright side of life. I can never do your job
because I'm always just, it's all good.
You know what? I got to point out some of these risks associated with what people do because they don't know. And then we bring it back to the lighthearted stuff.
There we go.
A new character in the cartoon VeggieTales we're going to talk about before we wrap up today. That's going to be fun. And it does relate to the nullification movement because it might relate to this plan called cannabis.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're in this place where evidently it's full on legal for any use.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll find out about how it's going out here in Colorado today.
Yeah.
Boulder. Steve Stallings, my buddy. Great time with you, my friend. Stick around. We're going to be wrapping it up after this break. Veggie Tales. We love Veggie Tales. It's going to even be more delicious after this, though.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I could stay a while. Overstay my welcome here. Your garden, your deck, the weather, it's just glorious, folks. Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, live on GCN whenever we can. GCN Live, our home and broadcast radio syndication. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcast on SoundCloud. Hi, UK Health Radio fans, we love you too. And, of course, now on YouTube whenever we can. And even when I'm not here, Super Don's streaming it through YouTube static images. And I've sent a couple of images or live videos through, like Facebook Live occasionally while we're on the road here. But this has been a glorious day. Now, I don't want to paint a picture that's all rosy in Colorado. Obviously, yeah, there are things going on. And this state is unique. It's a testing ground because
we're ground zero.
Ground zero legalized weed, all right, cannabis, all the way up. Positives, negatives, unvarnished, your perspective from living here before and during and after.
You know what? I'm I tend libertarian, and so what somebody wants to do in the privacy of their own home, I'm good with. And if you want to smoke weed, cannabis, whatever, I'm good with that. I'm fine with that. The problem that we had here in Colorado is that they legalized it with a medical card, and it's really, you just go down and you just sign up for a medical card. And so
that was before it came fully recreational.
That was before it became fully legal, and it's still to this day. The problem with the medical card is that 18-year-olds can go in and get the medical card, and that's fine if you have a legitimate reason to use medicinal cannabis. Mm-hmm. The problem is that we saw in raising teenagers here in Colorado massive influx of weed into the school systems because basically the upperclassmen would go down and get their med cards, and then they would distribute it among the younger kids. That's the negative. Now, on the other side, the libertarian part of me is like, you know what? Raise your kids right. You're not going to have a problem. All of that. You know, the problems there exist. You know, on the other hand, CBDs, cannabis. I mean, if you want to, you know, if that's your intoxicant of choice, all means, go for it.
Well, and quite honestly, in every high school in America,
drive around, you see a lot of that.
Right.
But, you know,
in every high school in America, probably even some great middle schools, cannabis is there anyway, in states that are not legal,
It is. Yeah.
So, Okay, so maybe
Are we unique in that perspective? No, we're not unique there. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot. There's a lot. And you talk to police officers, you talk to school people, and they said no. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, there was a flood.
So it did definitely increase proliferation.
A lot of people aren't going to like that answer. But that
no, that's the honest answer,
problems. Yeah. You know, on the other hand, you know, the 21 and over, again, you know, it's your right to go get it. But the 21 and over, there's a couple of years separation between school kids and that. And so
is there
my preference, leave it alone, except you know, raise it up there to 21. Get rid of the 18-year-old thing.
So let's look at the issue of now cartoons.
Yeah.
Because that transitions us to the latest story. Because of the new laws, unintended consequences, cartoons featuring vegetables may now expand their cast to include a cannabis character.
Is that real?
Let's find out from Superdome. Because this is the headline. Thanks to new laws, VeggieTales finally introduces new cannabis character. Cannabis Carl is now part of the cast. Superdome, give us the real skinny on this.
Well, and for those of you who may not know, VeggieTales was a animated series that came out. Gosh, it's been years ago now. My kids had some fun with it. We bought the.
Oh, we loved
them. This is back when you could buy VHS tapes, right?
Yep.
You know, for the kids to watch.
We had them, yeah.
Yeah. And so what it was is all the characters were certain vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So you had, you know, Bob the Tomato is one that I remember.
Larry the Cucumber.
Larry the Cucumber.
He's right over there.
Yeah, we're eating Larry over there. Hey,
there you go. And so according to this article, and you're the one that sent this to me, so I'm going to blame you.
man, busted.
This is apparently because laws have changed, like there in Colorado, they've decided to go ahead and introduce a new character called Cannabis Carl. And he's a cannabis leaf with a looks like a goatee.
Yeah,
and he's hanging out there with the other vegetables. So I looked at this and I was like, you know, on the one hand, it wouldn't surprise me totally.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I'm thinking, maybe not. So I did a little research here, and it turns out that this website, it's called the Babylon Bee, is your trusted source for Christian news satire.
Oh, okay. Oh, We're safe. There is no Cannabis Carl in VeggieTales. Folks, you can go back to VeggieTales. It's okay. The kids are going to be just fine. Although CBD is okay for them, much better than psychiatric drugs for kids. CBD.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Not even close contact. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Super Don.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you all on YouTube, listening around the world. We'll be back live tomorrow with Advanced Medicine and Dr. Ashi Bhattar from Boulder, Colorado, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.